It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Great food, great staff, great atmosphere, great bar. It just has everything going for it. I love the place. And if you're going past the hotel, pop in, say hello, and let them know that the lads from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? I want to quote from an article that appeared in the Irish Examiner. And it's an article about the riots. And the headline of this particular article is, "Where are the riots when white Irish men attack?" And it goes on to say, "The rioters' reaction to City West allegations were rooted in racism. If your reaction to that is denial, ask yourself where the rioters were after Alana Quinn Idris was attacked. On Monday, the 20th of October, this is going back to the City West, it was alleged that a 10-year-old girl was sexually assaulted by a man in City West. Keyboard warriors went to work and organised a protest to be held. By Tuesday, that reaction had turned riotous. It was reported that 2,000-plus people were there. Well, the outrage, according to this article, was not caused by... it was not because of allegations of a child having been sexually assaulted by a man, but because the allegation was a white Irish child had been sexually assaulted by an Arabic-speaking man. In other words, the riots are rooted in racism. And the article goes on to say, ask yourself, where were the riots after Alana Quinn Idris was assaulted in 2021? Now, you might remember, this was a 17-year-old girl who was viciously assaulted by three men. This particular lady, she's a young woman now, is of mixed heritage, where her attackers are Irish of non-mixed heritage. They inflicted multiple injuries on her, including blinding her in one eye. But the point that this... article is making is, where were the riots when that young woman was beaten to a pulp, was left blinded in one eye? And then there's another case.
Oh, there's so many cases.
There's another case of the five men who beat, burned, stabbed and tortured a woman for 3 hours in a Dublin flat last year. They were all jailed. Where were the riots?
Let's name the scumbags here. Okay, so though this story which appeared, and by the way, it didn't get much traction because the usual loudmouths on social media that if it was, you know, immigrants that did it, they'd be all over this. But they don't like putting down their, they don't like putting down their own. And this story was horrific. And I want to give a trigger warning. I think people need to hear this story. Now, I'm going to say this before people jump on. This is not to take away from what allegedly happened to that 10-year-old child.
No, absolutely
that is,
not.
That is absolutely horrific. Absolutely horrific. Nothing worse. I can't think of anything worse. But I want to give you this story as well. As I always say, two things can be disgusting at the same time. So this story, and it's quite graphic. Five men, and I'm going to give their names first of all. If you see their photographs, absolute, like the cast of The Hills Have Eyes, these are absolute rodents. Braxton Rice, Keen Walsh, Mark Kyo, Mark McMahon, and Sean Conroy. Okay? So none of your invaders there. No invaders. Mm-hmm. Five men who beat, burned, stabbed and tortured a woman for 3 hours in a Dublin flat last year, were jailed from between 8.5 and 14 years. Good enough for them. I hope they rot. I hope they get their due punishment in prison. Natalie Ennis, Irish girl, because you're all about protecting Irish women, was abducted and tortured because of a row over missing drugs she knew nothing about. She said in a victim impact statement that if the police hadn't come on that day, she was sure she was dead, adding that animals wouldn't have done what they did to her. The 37-year-old was burnt on her face and legs with a heated hammerhead. So just think about that. Those five fucking, not even animals, because animals, monsters. Those five fucking monsters actually heated up a hammer, the head of a hammer, yeah, and used it as a blowtorch and used a deodorant can and threatened her and her daughter with rape. These five animals did that to that woman, and there wasn't one protest.
And the point of this article in the Irish Examiner, which was written by Hazel Catherine Larkin, the point she's making is, where were the riots when that girl, Alana, was beaten so badly she lost her eyesight in one of her eyes? Where were the riots when these five men viciously attacked that young woman? Five men, one woman, and they beat her to an absolute pulp. Where were the riots? There weren't any riots. So her argument here is that no matter what paint job you want to put on this, the riots that we witnessed in town back in 2023, they were sparked by the fact that the word got out that the man who attacked those children was a foreigner. Yeah. Had he been a Dubliner, there would not have been riots that night.
I genuinely, again, we can only surmise, we're only guessing, but I would put my house on it. I would put my house on it.
There wouldn't have been riots if it was a fella from Ballyer who actually did that attack. There wouldn't have been riots that day. Similarly, had that young one, that girl, been attacked by some 22-year-old from Crumlin, there wouldn't have been riots there either. This is all race-related. Well, at least this is the argument. This is the point that this article writer is making.
And look at the point Anthony makes as well. And sorry, by the way, this is one of these rare topics, yeah? Mm-hmm. This is one of these rare topics where I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. So we're asking you guys, why are there no riots? It's up to you to answer it, okay? Why are there no riots when these things happen? That's what we want to know, okay? Because I don't have the answer. I have a guess, which I think it could be, but I don't have the answer. I don't know that when that came out, that those five men, Dublin lads as well, weren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
In fact, we'll say the ringleader, Braxton Rice, 21-year-old from Henrietta House, which is up in Dublin's north side there, just near Drumcondra. Mark McMahon, another Dublin fella. Slough Road, Ballymun. Constitution Hill, Dublin 7, all Dublin lads. There wasn't one uprising over that. So you think of how that makes that woman feel, that was done to Natalie Ennis. Horrific things were done to Natalie Ennis, and nobody marched for her.
No.
Did they?
No.
Did
nobody.
Anybody march for her?
Not that I'm aware of.
So you guys tell us. Don't say we have an agenda. We're giving you the opportunity, as we always do, to come onto the show and tell us why you think that there's no riots or marching. When that appeared in the news, how come none of the far-right agitators and the far-right politicians, I'm not going to name them, you all know who they are, especially your man, who's always got a big gob about any crime. Don't even mention his name, but protect our children! Protect our women! Where was the condemnation?
Okay, so the point that this article in the Examiner is making is that the riots that we have witnessed in this state, be it the riots in town, the riots in Coolock a few weeks ago or a few months ago, the riots at City West, were all race related. They were all related to foreigners. They were all related to people of a different skin colour or a different nationality. Let's kick off with a WhatsApp voice note that we got in just before we started recording today from Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. Sorry I won't be able to come on today. Time just doesn't allow for it, I'm afraid. In relation to the topic for today's conversation. Look, the reason that there isn't riots, as you like to call them, when white girls are assaulted in this country by Irish lads is because the state has to do their job at some stage. You had a girl on this show a couple of weeks ago talking about how she was a victim of sexual assault and she had to go find the perpetrator from where he lived and report that onto the guards, and the guards still know nothing about it. We are protesting and going mad about the iPass centres because I've just sent you all the videos. We don't know who these people are. With Irish lads, usually they have a record. They have a history of this sort of thing. Guards should know who they are. Guards should be picking them up. This is a ridiculous argument to try to skew what's going on in this country. Yes, we have our own scumbags. Yes, they should be sent to prison. Yes, the law should be coming down to them like a ton of bricks. But that does not negate what is actually going on in this country when it comes to foreign nationals coming in and abusing and raping and stabbing people. Okay? Can't keep doing this. We just can't, but you know, you're going to lose the argument again today. Have a great show.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
How's it going, lads?
Well, Trevor, this article in the Examiner has caused a bit of a row with the person who wrote the article, claiming that where are the riots when white Irish men attack? In other words, there aren't. There never have been and there never will be because we don't want to blame our own. What do you say to all that? Basically, what she's arguing is that the riots that we have seen here in Ireland are all race-related riots.
And is that in any way, like, can anybody really dispute that?
Yeah, everybody's trying to make some sort of excuse. Well, we don't want to import the problem. We have enough of our own troublemakers. We don't need more in the country and all that. That's the argument.
Right, lads, I'm going to give you a few points, okay? I've said this before on your show. I don't give a fuck who comes to this country. As long as you work, you abide by your laws, you pay taxes. End of story. That's it. Clean and cut. The problem is, we're importing the world's problems. We're importing thousands of people. We have racists here, right? We're importing people who don't want to work. We have racists here, and we're importing people who we don't know who they are. They're shredding their passports. We have racists here, and they're doing, hang on, have I said we have racists here?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, you said that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if I said that or not. But the problem is, we are important people. We don't know who they are. And I've said this to you before, lads. If you don't come into this country, like Australia, like America, you can't provide for yourself. You can't prove who you are. Get the fuck out. It shouldn't be, we'll give you 6 months and then you have to self-deport. But we have racists here. But that's my opinion on why all the riots are happening. Because we have racists here. Now, did I say that enough time, boys?
Yeah, I think you did. And that's exactly what the article is trying to claim. That the reason is racism is rampant in Ireland. It's getting worse. And we have no other paint job to put on this, that these riots, these that we've seen, are fueled by racism and nothing more.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. All you have to do is see a headline on Facebook in an area and go, oh, he was Nigerian. Oh, he had dark skin. He was doing this. He was dressed like this. The fucking social media rats are going to come out of the woodwork. They're going to be on the racist side who are leading the sheep, and that's going to attack. That's just how it's going to be. But I will also say, lads, it's because the guards aren't doing their jobs either, and the courts aren't. Like, I could be wrong in this. Now, maybe you know more information on this one. A lad got sentenced for recording in the Nipa Centre, and a foreigner was caught with child pornography, and one lad got 10 months. And one man got a suspended sentence.
All right, I'm not familiar with those cases, but...
Yeah, but see, lads, I've just said that. So that people out here are going to take my word for it, where some people will go, let's look that up. But some people will see stuff like that online and go, right, let's go and fucking attack the brown people. Let's attack the black people. Hang on, he doesn't look Irish. Let's attack him. And let's be honest, we have people in this country who don't look fucking Irish, who are more Irish than half the people out there. Like I think the girl footballer. I think she's from Cork or somewhere like that. I think. I don't know, lads. But anyway, listen, that's beside the point. We have people here who are Irish, but when you have racists leading sheep, that's going to happen. And then they're going to say, oh no, we didn't do it. Oh no, the press is propaganda bullshit. Not really propaganda when you're live streaming it and we can see the hatred in you and you're attacking people for just because it's a rumour. You're racist bastards. Accept it.
In fact, the lady who wrote the article in the Irish Examiner, her name is Hazel Catherine Larkin, and she says this has been going on for a long time, and she gave an example. Back in 2006, so nearly 20 years ago, on Abbey Street in Dublin, a man in his 20s, will you hear this story? A man in his 20s heard two white women speaking in a language that was not English. So what did he say to them? He said, fuck off, back to yous, our own bleeding country, which is what he yelled at the two women. But the two women were this lady who wrote the article and her sister, and they were deep in conversation, Osquelga. They were speaking Irish.
I was literally just about to say that.
They were speaking Irish,
and
this guy yelled at them, fuck off, back to yous, our own bleeding country.
The bottom line here is, by the end of this conversation, it would be nice to get an answer as to why there wasn't marches and riots over there. Let's just pick on those particular five scumbags, yeah, that tortured that girl, Natalie Ennis. Let's pick on them because that's a horrific case, okay?
Well, they should never see the light of day again.
Yeah, but where were the protests? Where was the condemnation? Now, the arguments that people will throw at you is we don't need to import criminals. Obviously, we don't need to import criminals. But if you stand, and I'm going to put this, because Martin's on hold, and I'm going to put that to Martin in a second. If you stand... Oh, if you stand for the protection of Irish women and children, if that is your thing, that you want all women, Irish women and children protected, if that's your thing, yeah? If that's what you want to march for,
then
you should march regardless of who the perpetrator of that crime is.
Not going to happen, Jeremy. Not going to happen.
Why? Why didn't they march?
Because they're protecting them from the invaders. When it's a nice little white Irish lad, yeah, they'll say he should go to prison, but they don't really actually give a fuck because it's all down to fucking racism. As I was about to say before, Adrian beat me to the punch. You walk down the country speaking about a couple of fuck up. You scumbag. They don't even know their own fucking native language. Well, I know it's basically like using hieroglyphs in Ireland. Nobody really knows it. But if you have any sort of fucking accent, any sort of different language of speaking, you're going to get abused because they are racists. And if it's a white boy doing a crime and he has traceability in Ireland, then he's the guards will get him.
Yeah, in fact, somebody else just messaged to say, where was the outrage and riots over what Boy A and Boy B did to Anna Creasel? There was no riots. There was absolutely no riots.
That was a child.
That was a child.
Anna Creasel was a child. That was horrific.
Yeah, there was absolutely no riots as a result of that.
Never will be.
And we could go on and on. All right, stay there for 1 second, Trevor, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lads. Thanks for having me on again. I've been on in a while.
Now, what did you want to say on this, Martin?
Just basically what I said there in my voice, though. That's pure fucking propaganda, like. Like, you've got to see, like...
What is pure propaganda?
That article, like. Like, people go, oh, why don't you protest? Okay, so there's a couple of things I want to say about that. You don't hear about a lot of these cases until it's out in the press. It's been done and dusted in court. Like, them five, and Adrian told me off for saying this word before, but calling people like that, calling them fucking vermin. Because that's all they are, that tortured that woman. Right? But you don't hear about all these things until after. And another thing, where are you going to protest? Where could somebody protest?
Okay, but
let's go back.
Let me answer that, because they protested outside the hotel in City West, or the iPass Centre in City West. Your man, the accused fella, wasn't even in the hotel, so...
Allegedly. Yeah. But it leaked out very quickly that the perpetrator was a foreigner. Okay, it leaked out very quickly that he was a foreigner, and that's where the rioting came from. Now, the point that I was making is, and I really don't want to talk about that case, but had that 10-year-old been assaulted or sexually assaulted or whatever happened by Thomas from Crumlin, yeah, and yes, it leaked out that he was a fella from Crumlin.
Do you think
we would have had riots outside City West last week, even if it happened there? No, we wouldn't. And yeah, you can't deny that fact.
You can't deny that fact. But again, what I said, a lot of these crimes are preventable. Like, we know 8 out of 10 people have no reason to be here. They're only chancing their arm. They're not fettered, lads. As much as they want to say,
Martin, my question is, how come there were riots before we even ever knew the status of the individual? There were riots last week because the guy that allegedly attacked that child was a foreigner. Had it been Martin from Crumlin who did the exact same thing in the exact same location, we would not have had riots last week.
I was in the middle of answering it, if you let me finish. Like, these things are preventable because these fuckers shouldn't be in the country in the first place. They're not born here. They don't have... Well, I'm not born here, but I still have a PPS number. You can trace me as far back as you want. You can trace...
You're missing the point, Martin. You are missing the point. I said if
okay,
you...
The line that... The hashtag that's been used about that kid is hashtag she was only 10. Yeah, okay?
Which is...
Whether she was attacked by a foreigner or by Martin from Crumlin, she was still only 10. My argument here is, if that's the narrative, God love her, she was only 10, then it should apply if it was Martin from Crumlin that attacked her.
But that would still apply.
It wouldn't. It wouldn't, Martin. No. Because
it would.
People,
it would.
Martin, people wouldn't give a shit.
A 10-year-old was raped on the street by an Irish man, say, at the City West, or say, somewhere out in the open like that, it would.
Okay, I'm going to argue the exact same point about Parnell Square and the riots in Dublin. Had the person who attacked those kids in Parnell Square been a Dublin guy, we would not have had massive riots in Dublin that night. We wouldn't. We just wouldn't.
We wouldn't, but I tell you why that was slightly different, because the society was at a boiling point then when it comes to the immigration. And are we also forgetting that one of the victims of that attack wasn't an Irish girl child? They were, so this bullshit of, it's only when Irish people attacked. No, it wasn't an Irish person that was attacked.
No. It's nothing to do with who was attacked. It's to do with who did the attacking.
But you just said that about 10 minutes ago before I come on.
Yeah, but Martin, that the riots in Dublin were race-fueled, because had the guy been from Dublin and did the exact same crime, we would not have had riots that night. And you know we wouldn't. We absolutely wouldn't. It's because...
A lot of the riots, and I said this about the ones in City West the other week, that they were only there. They couldn't give a fuck what the cause was.
No, I agree.
They were only there to cause havoc.
I agree with you, but my argument is nothing would have kicked off. Nothing would have kicked off in Parnell Square, or as a result of Parnell Square, if he had been a dub. It just wouldn't. And the same for City West.
Boiling point there.
No, but Martin, you just have to look. Look at the reaction on social media last year to Natasha O'Brien. So, I don't know, do you remember Natasha O'Brien's story?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and that scumbag again, Cathal Crotty. So, as Irish as you can get, serving
the
in...
Soldier, the soldier, was it?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
case,
yeah
wasn't
the,
it?
So, the soldier, yeah. Assaulting that woman, random attack in the city centre. There were people on social media saying she needs to shut up. We're sick of hearing about her. Absolutely shut up. There was no outrage about Cathal Crotty from all
there was though, lad.
There was from help groups that look after women, but none of your far right agitators were upset about that. None of them were calling for the head of Cathal Crotty on the plate. So why is that? Is her life not worth as much because the perpetrator was Irish?
They are. She is. All life.
So why no riots?
Why no riots? So I'm sure there was protest, lads, about it when his sentence was. But again, I keep telling you, a lot of these things that happen like that, you don't hear about it until everything is said and done.
No, well, I would argue the exact opposite with you, Martin. And I would argue that because Parnell Square was perpetrated by a foreigner, because the incident at City West was allegedly perpetrated by a foreigner, we hear about that because I
tell you, right, a case local here, there was a girl that was raped, and it only came out that it happened. The whole town, nobody knew about it. It's not a big town I live in, until it came out in the paper that he got jailed.
Okay,
nobody knew anything about it.
Trevor, what are you hearing here? Are you hearing what I'm hearing, which is just justification for these riots?
Yeah, in a nutshell.
Did you not
pick up on the fact that one thing, I'm sorry, what's his name, Martin?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you not pick up on the one thing he actually said during his whole ramble? And you actually got him on this. If the riot, Parnell Street thing happened by an Irishman, there wouldn't be any riots, quote Adrian. Quote Martin? Yeah, no, there wouldn't be.
Which means, Martin...
No, that just fucking says it all.
Which means, Martin, you agree with what this article was saying. Where are the riots when white Irish men attack? And there aren't any. That's the bottom line.
And where were the mass protests, riots, parades, walk-ons, quiet fucking walk-ons, when it was done to Anna Creese, or when it was done to the girl down the country, when it was done to the kids in Parnell Street? Oh, wait, Parnell Street, that's a riot.
Where are you going to protest? Outside
the Marching Dublin City Centre. You don't have to go to the fucking victim's house or the accuser's house. You march on the government, get them to improve the laws, get them to make stricter laws. You don't have to fucking attack people in the street. You don't have to, because at the end of the day, the only people who are attacking in the streets are the racists. Hi, man, do you hear them? Do you hear them out there, man? They're racists.
Racists? What? We're concerned citizens. No, Trevor. No.
Can fucking concerned citizens fucking don't destroy their own fucking city and then loot the fucking city and rehab?
No, hold on a minute now.
Fuck off. They didn't give a fuck about those kids.
I didn't condone the violence, you fucking gobshite.
No, right? But you're saying they're concerned citizens. What the fuck concern did they have?
These fuckers shouldn't be here in the first place.
Nobody's disputing that, man. Nobody's disputing that, man. I even said to myself, you're coming into this country, you need to be identifiable, you need to be able to work, you need to be able to provide for yourself. End of story. That's not even enough for dispute. But when something happens and it gets out to foreigner, fucking eruptions happen. They don't leave it to the guards because they don't trust the guards. And they don't trust the government, which I don't fucking trust the government. But at the end of the day, when you're causing murder on the streets, you ain't a concerned citizen. You're a scumbag lowlife who's being led around by the fucking collar by racists. That's it. And it's like, there's no propaganda here, man, when they're fucking broadcasting live on Facebook and TikTok.
If you called and had something like that on the street. I said that 20 million times on this podcast. If you're there throwing fireworks...
You're trying to justify the disturbances that we've seen as being disturbances by concerned citizens.
I'm justifying the protest. Absolutely I am. I'm not justifying the violence. You can distinguish between the two.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Martin, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Emma has been in touch.
Hey, lads. Just firstly, completely agree. We are all absolute fucking scumbags in this country who should be hung out to dry and absolutely get their own punishment. But just when you're saying, why is there no riots for these Irish people? Are the protests and the riots and stuff not about get them out? Is that not what they're chanting? Like, what would they be chanting about Irish people? Get them out of their own country. Do you know what I'm trying to say? No, I'm not absolutely agreeing with anything. I'm just saying, like, is the protest and the riots not about sending them back to their own country? So how would they riot about the same thing? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angry Darren has been in touch with us.
And main reason why there's riots for the foreigners is because they shouldn't be here. That's why. They have no right to be here. You've known yourself now, up to 80% of them are being refused, which means they have no right to be here. That's why people go mad, because there's no need for this to happen. We all know there's Irish scumbags in this country. We all know that. But we're not going to let other people come in when they shouldn't be here and do the same thing. That's why.
Okay, you completely missed the point by a country mile, Darren. The point is, if two women are assaulted, two 20-year-old women are assaulted, yeah? Mm-hmm. One is assaulted by a Pakistani man, for argument's sake. The other is assaulted by Gavin from Crumlin. The people will march and riot over the Pakistani fellow assaulting the woman. Both incidents, it doesn't matter what nationality the perpetrators are. Both crimes are just as bad. And the other thing, obviously, Darren, nobody wants to import criminals into the country. Who, even the most left-leaning gobshite in the world, would not say, we need more rapists. What does Ireland need, Adrian?
More rapists.
Get more rapists. Get a boatload of rapists. Nobody absolutely believes that. But unless, I mean, what was that movie where they were able to know someone was committing a crime before they did? What was it called? That Minority Report. Unless we have technology like Minority Report, that when we look at someone, like, so Adrian Kennedy gets scanned walking down the road. Beep, 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 beep. Now, Adrian, you've never assaulted a woman before, but our computer says that you're going to do it in 2 weeks' time. We're going to lock you up. How can you predict the crimes that people are going to commit? Will you listen to yourself? Play back your message, Darren, and actually listen to yourself. How can you preempt crimes that are going to be committed by people? Nobody is a rapist until the first time they rape a woman. Would you agree with that?
Yep, 100%. Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
Hi, lads. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Henry.
Yeah, well, they say she's right in what she's saying, the journalist, because, like, you know, do you know what it is now? It's like when a person of skin colour or whatever commits a crime, you have these guys, you know, like the Philip DeWires and all them, trying to say that all of them are responsible for what happened. It's a bit like what happened in, you know, in a few days there now, we'll be coming up to the anniversary of Kristallnacht, if you know what that is. Is in 19 on the night on the 9th of November 1938, a Nazi was shot dead in the embassy in Paris, and the guy that pulled the trigger was a Polish Jew, and because of that murder, every single Jew across the Third Reich was made to pay for what happened to that single incident. So you see, what I'm seeing here now is a similar thing. It's like if, like, there's apparently the Somali guy or whoever it was carried out that attack and the 10-year-old he's in custody now, but it's like they're all now to blame. They're all collectively to blame now for what happened, even though they have nothing to do with your man. And that's what
this is the point that I've been saying, that we have developed this narrative that is blaming foreigners for every single last thing that is wrong in this country. Foreigners are responsible for our homelessness. Foreigners are responsible for our health system being overrun. Foreigners are responsible for murders and rapes in this country. They're responsible for literally everything.
Some are.
A very small percentage of them are.
Yeah. Like, it's the same, as I said, what happened in Germany 90 years ago. Like, you know, like, Jews were responsible for the sabotage of the economy. They were responsible for various shootings. They were responsible for literally everything.
And that's exactly what we're hearing, not just in this country, by the way, in America, in England, but it is this narrative of foreigners are to blame for all the ills of the world.
So, Henry, let me ask you a question. Those five scumbags, Braxton Rice, Keen Walsh, Mark Hill, Mark McMahon, Sean Conroy, all Irish lads, Dublin lads.
Yeah.
How come, in your mind, why do you believe there was no riot to support Natalie Ennis? By the way, I'm not saying there should be riots for anything.
No.
There shouldn't be. But why did nobody riot and start burning out Garda cars?
It's simple, because the suspects were white.
And you believe that?
Yeah, because people, like, you have these guys, right, to go around saying, oh, crime has been up since, you know, foreigners came in and all that. I ask everybody this question I meet, and it says, what was Limerick's nickname in the 70s and 80s?
Stab City. Yep.
Yeah, when there was barely any foreign people in the country.
Yeah, and, no, you know, you're dead right.
And if you take Dublin back then, what criminals did you have at the time? Martin Cahill, John Gilligan, and fucking PJ, all those guys all came up around that time and were all going out robbing banks, selling drugs, you know. So you see, crime has never been new in this country. It's always been there, but the only reason it's spreading now, as people say, is because we've social media and we can get news at the click of a button. Whereas back then, you wouldn't, like here's one, right? In 1984, you had a woman called Anne Lovett, who was she gave birth to a baby in Clenarden, County Longford, right? Mm-hmm. And it was only till a week later that the whole nation found out of her death. And, you know, that's how much news has changed in the last 40 years, because back then you'd only hear about stuff a week later. Well, whereas if stuff happened 10 minutes ago, you get it at the click of a button.
Even that stabbing incident on the train outside Cambridshire last week, you could literally see people all the far right in the UK. By the way, huge far right movement in the UK. They were all hopping onto Twitter straight away to say Muslim, 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 claiming that he could be heard shouting Allah Akbar. By the way, that hadn't even been ever released.
They say it was carried out by a guy who was Arab, but it actually turns out he was Afro-Caribbean.
Yeah, his name was Anthony Williams. Anthony Williams is the fellow who's been charged. And you could almost smell the disappointment from certain sections of society that they were like, oh my God, he's actually... But then they were trying to claim, oh, but he's not really British.
Yeah, he's of Caribbean descent or whatever. Like, yeah.
And do you know what else, lad? It's the same with sports stars in this country. I mean, you take Anaki Rashid, right? People are saying, oh, no, she's not really Irish, but she was born and raised in Tala.
Yep.
No, she, and also, as well, I looked at a post there last week, there was a post up about some schoolboys in Mallow, and they were going on to play for the Ireland Youth. And there were four of them there. One was black and the three of them were white. And then they said, oh, look at that. We have three Irish lads and one African. I mean, what does that bloody tell you, like?
That tells you everything. It really does. So stay there for a second, if you can, Henry. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hey, Jessica.
How are you?
Well, Jessica, what did you want to say on this?
Well, first of all, when it comes to Parnell Street, what happened in City West and all that, the rioters, they're just troublemakers. Plain and simple, they're just troublemakers. They don't give a crap.
Okay, but
The initial
rallying of the troops to come into Dublin that night, or to come down to City West on Tuesday, that whole thing was started online by racists, basically. Get down here, a foreigner's after attacking our children. Get down here, a foreigner from City West is after attacking a 10-year-old.
They saw a moment for chaos and they took it with both hands. I'm not denying that. But what do you want? Do you want, every time we hear something in the news, do you want to see the city on fire every time?
Absolutely not. No, certainly not.
But Nobody wants any riots. What we're saying is we're looking for a level playing field here, that regardless of who the alleged perpetrator is, that people are equally outraged. And that is not the case.
But people are. They're not. Natasha's case. She was doing her own protest. People were outraged by her man Crotty. People were calling to have the heaviest punishment possible. I don't think he got it. But people are outraged.
No. That's not the comments I saw. I saw all these Irish middle-aged fighting men on social media telling her to shut up, that she's had her day, that she was...
Many people saying it was disgusting.
Do you not get, Jessica, the point that this lady's making in her article, that we have these protests, these riots, every single incident like this that we have had...
But there's a difference between a protest and a riot.
No, but you have to accept that if it were leaked last Friday or last Tuesday or whatever it was, that the kid that was allegedly attacked in City West, if it had been leaked that it was a young fella from Crumlin or Drimna or whatever who had attacked her, do you think that would have happened outside City West last week? Absolutely not.
I would be just as disgusted.
But it wouldn't have led to that sort of trouble. It wouldn't have led to the rallying of the troops.
He's won the city on fire every week, because then that's what will happen. If he's won 11 players field, and he's won my point is
the posters, the banners that have been going around lately, she was only 10. She was only 10 whether she was attacked by a foreigner or a fella from Crumlin. That's the point I'm trying to make. So your outrage should be...
And it's equally disgusting, no matter who does it.
But you wouldn't have gotten that outrage had it been a guy from Crumlin.
I would.
You wouldn't. I'm sorry. You absolutely.
How do you know? I would.
It wouldn't have led to 2,000 people.
Anyone who commits a crime against a child is a fucking scumbag.
I agree.
Not
arguing the point. You're dead right.
Can I be saying that I wouldn't feel the same way?
I am saying, if that same incident happened in the exact same location as it did last week, and it was perpetrated by an Irish white fella from Crumlin, there wouldn't have been 2,000 people outside the gates of City West. There just wouldn't have been.
But last week you were only just saying, though, that they had a right to protest. They had a right to be concerned. Were you or were you not? Why are you going back on your word now?
Why are you confusing riots with protests? They're two completely different things. I've been at protests before.
I just said there was a big difference between protests and rioters. But you were just saying, well, there wouldn't be 20,000 people, however many there was.
No, but
are you saying that they don't have a right to protest out there and be concerned? Like I said, rioters are just troublemakers. There's a big fucking difference.
A lot of the protests turned into riots.
Yeah, no, again, the point I'm trying to make is those online who rallied the troops to into Dublin City or up to City West only did that because there was allegedly a foreigner involved.
They wanted to stir the pot. I'm not denying that.
Because there was a foreigner involved. That's why.
I'm not going to deny you. You'll always have pot stirrers. But whoever does it, no matter whether they're white, brown, yellow, pink, purple, whatever, There should be outrage about it. I'm not going to deny that.
So then, are you actually willing to admit? Have we got to the point now where you're willing to admit that people pick and choose who they're going to protest over based on the skin colour?
I think some do, and I think a lot of it is also just troublemakers who will take any sort of opportunity
But why don't those same troublemakers, why weren't they marching outside the home of one of those five scumbags that abducted Natalie Yanis? I mean, the addresses were published there.
I don't know how their brains work, Jeremy. All I know is that they've probably just seen, they just want to join the bandwagon. They want to act like the big hard man and just cause destruction.
Because it's a foreigner. Because it's a foreigner. And that's exactly the point that this lady is making in her article.
So they're jumping on a bandwagon.
Where are the riots when white Irish men attack? That's her her question. And she's dead right.
Does this columnist want riots every single time something
absolutely.
Happens?
No, absolutely. She doesn't want any riots.
Does she want to live in a fucking war zone?
No, again, you're not listening to it. Nobody wants riots every...
I'm not listening. Okay,
if you were to have a riot every time somebody attacked a child or a,
be constantly
a woman
rioting.
In Ireland. There's so many attacks on women and children in Ireland.
I preferably like to live in a city in the country where there's no riots. But look, people will see an opportunity for destruction and take with both hands.
Henry, what do you say?
That's a sad reality.
What do you say to all of that?
Like you see, that's the thing. Like they try and defend the indefensible when something
happens.
When
have I defended it, Henry? When have I defended it?
Like for instance, there and all right, he bought up that the five guys there and all right, and you're kind of playing it down. But then when the guy does it, you're kind of saying, "Oh well." Like Adrian, can I say something to you there and all right?
You can, of course.
Like people are saying, like she was only telling you what it was horrific, and I hope the guy gets the fucking balls cut off. Right?
And so do we all.
And here's one for you, right? Jamie Bulger was only two, and he was murdered in the most horrific way by two fucking Liverpool lads, right?
Yeah, and those two are fucking scumbags.
Yeah, and here's one, right?
So how am I downplaying it?
No, but here's one for you, right? When those two boys, Venables and Thompson, were arrested, right? You had people outside the police station screaming their heads off, but how many police officers were attacked that night? None. How many people were attacked? How many police officers were attacked in the City West? Loads.
And you see, Jessica, I don't think you're really getting this. I know what you're saying, that it's wrong, but you have.
I don't think yous are getting it. And I feel like you're almost trying to paint me as something I'm not, to be honest.
So,
I feel like you're trying to lock me into that racist far right
crowd.
Okay,
well then answer the question that this lady wrote in her article. Where are the riots when white Irish men attack? And the fact is, there never has been any.
My answer is, it's Egypt jumping on a bandwagon wanting to cause chaos and destruction. But if you don't want to take that answer, fine. But don't be painting me as something I'm not, trying to lock me into a crowd that I'm not a part of.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in more opinions on this on 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. This is Sean.
Lads, I'm just listening to your talk show there today. What about all the signatures that we Irish people got when Gavin Murphy killed Jenny Poole and Finglas? It was the Finglas people that went out and protest, and our brother Jason done all the work to get this new violence law brought into Ireland. Jenny's law. So don't give me this shit that the Irish don't do it when it comes to their own people. We do.
Can I just say to you, Sean, that Jenny's law in memory of Jennifer Poole, that was pushed by her family, not by Irish people out protesting in the way in which you're saying. It was pushed by her family.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Grace, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this?
Just like I said in my voice note, like I can imagine that most of the people who were rioting at those protests in City West are the same people who were publicly supporting Conor McGregor in his presidential bid.
I would say you're probably right.
And he is an Irish perpetrator. His victim was Irish, so that just goes to show you that the value for life is different depending on your skin color.
And exactly, Grace. And if you look at some of the hate that Nikita Hand got online and still gets to this day, she's only in it for the money, only in it for the money. All these Irish lads who think Conor McGregor is some sort of god-like, he's an animal, by the way, in my opinion. But you're right. If the perpetrator in the Keisha Hands case had been a foreign national, there would have been murder. Absolutely.
No,
murder.
I agree. 100%. There would have been absolute hell to pay. But it wasn't. And people, like Grace said, trying to justify the sort of people that were protesting there are the sort of people that support Conor McGregor. Grace, I'll come back to you in a second. I want to just bring in Graz.
The whole thing about where's the riots for this and where's the riots for that. And there's going to be a lot more coming. Because it's not just, oh, this Irish girl was attacked or this white girl was attacked. The Irish people have had enough of violence. You're going to get scumbags everywhere. They're trying to interrupt everything, or you're going to get racist in every aspect of anything nowadays. It's a corruption built into something that not everybody aligns with. But what you will see, and what I've seen, is groups, independent groups, setting up, protecting people that need it. And it's not going to be a case where, oh, look, this Indian girl has been attacked or this Irish girl has been attacked. Let's go help the Irish girl. No, it's anyone who needs it. I know people that are setting up groups that are going to basically do the guard's job for them. And that might be wrong, but the guards aren't doing anything. The government isn't doing anything. The government is the problem. But you will see riots. You will see the Irish people standing up for the people that need it, because that's just the way it's going to be nowadays.
Graz, again, you're saying you will see Irish people rising up. We don't rise up against our own, committing equally heinous crimes. John!
How you doing, lads? Yeah, to be honest, homegrown criminals are everywhere. And there's people walking around with criminal records the length of their arms, because some people believe that rehabilitation is outweighs incarceration in this country. And that's why homegrown crime skyrockets. And everybody wants to see rapists and abusers in jail. With an IPAS centre, they have taken over swaths of land in small towns like City West in Saggart. Lads are hanging around in groups, yeah. It's not the immigrants' fault, but they're here. They're hanging around in groups. They're mostly male. They have no jobs. They're not integrating. According to the EU, they're in substandard housing. Obviously, they're going to get annoyed, frustrated, and agitated, and that will be taken out on the locals. And obviously, the locals are feeling that frustration and that anger and that despair. And that is the huge difference between these two cases, and between protesting this and homegrown crime, which everybody's disgusted at. The whole country is disgusted at crime. I mean, just look at every comment under every article on every social media platform in Ireland, and it's everybody's complaining about the crime.
And Angela.
Hi, guys. Angela here. With these kind of topics, a movie comes into hand, and I think I've said it before, and that's the movie A Time to Kill. Where at the end of it, Matthew McConaughey, who plays Jake Brigance, makes a statement, and at the end of it, he says, "I want you to close your eyes," and goes through the whole lot and says, "Now I want you to imagine that that girl was white. So let's turn the tables. Would there have been protests like this if that was a foreign 10-year-old that was allegedly raped by a white man? Would there have been that kind of uproar? I don't think so."
No, I think you're probably right, Angela. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note that has come in to us literally this very second from Rachel.
Here, look. Any woman attacked by any man anywhere ever should be protested against. Like, that's just the fact. And as I look, I'm an immigrant. I don't live in Ireland anymore. I left Ireland 12 years ago. I'm from Drogheda. But you can't pick and choose who you protest against. It's like you're either against it or you're not. It's as simple as that. Like, you're either okay with it or you're not okay with it, you know? You can't just say because he was brown that it's bad, but he was from Drogheda or Dublin, or so it's okay. If a woman is attacked, it's not okay at any point. So pick a lane. It's one or the other.
All right, Rachel, great message. Thanks very much indeed for your comments, and thank you all.
We had to get to the end of the podcast before we got common sense. That's the most common sense I've heard in the last hour.
It is. It actually is.
And by the way, too, I think it was John that was saying that everybody wants to see rapists and sexual assaulters locked up. That's not true. Look at the, again, when you come to Conor McGregor and the civil case where he was found liable of the sexual assault of Nikita, and the amount of people that said he
was... It was only a civil case.
Yeah, it was only a civil case. It didn't mean anything. And still wanted him as president, so... Pick your lane.
Pick your lane. What Rachel just said. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. If you enjoy Opinions Matter, please tell your friends about it. You can find our episodes everywhere you get your podcast, be that Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We are there. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter, and we will catch you on the next one.